Welcome to Job Experts, your podcast for career advice. Today we're talking about a job physiotherapist.
Physiotherapists help people recover from injuries, reduce pain, and improve movement. They use exercise, massages, and other treatments to help patients feel better and stay healthy. Discover how they make a difference in people's lives.
What do you do in this job? Physiotherapists help people recover from injuries, reduce pain, and improve movement. They do exercises with equipment, treatments like breathing therapy, massages, and use techniques like electrotherapy and hydrotherapy.
Where are your workplaces? Physiotherapists work in many places, such as hospitals, rehabilitation centers, private practices, sport clubs, and nursing homes.
How much do you earn? The salary of a physiotherapist can vary depending on their experience and where they work. On average, the salary is about 2,300 to 3,000 euros per month. Their starting salary is usually around 2,500 euros per month.
How do you learn this job? To become a physiotherapist, you usually need a high school diploma. In some places, you might also need to take extra classes in subjects like biology, chemistry, and physics. Before you start your training, there are two main paths of becoming a physiotherapist. First, complete vocational training at a special school for physiotherapy, which usually takes 3 years and includes both classrooms learning and practical experience. Second, study physiotherapy at a university which leans to a bachelor's degree. Both paths include a lot of internships in different settings.
What are the requirements for this job? To be good at this job, you need to be physically fit, have good coordination, and be able to understand and care about people's needs. Helpful school subjects include biology, chemistry, and physics.
Our opinion, why is this job exciting? Being a physiotherapist is interesting and exciting because you help people feel better and move better. You can see the difference you make in someone's life. You work with many different people and help to recover from injuries or manage pain. This job is special because you enjoy helping others and it feels good to see people improve and become healthier.
It is a future-proof job. Physiotherapy is a job with a bright future. As people live longer, they need a physiotherapy service is growing. This means there are many job opportunities and the demand of skilled physiotherapy will continue to increase.
Is it an important job for our society? Physiotherapy is a very important job for our society. It helps people recover from injuries, surgeries, and deal with pain. If there were no physiotherapists, many people would have a hard time moving and doing everyday activities. Without physiotherapists, people would have more pain and take longer to get better. Increasing healthcare costs because people would need more help from doctors and hospitals.
And now we have a special guest joining us, Eva Bley, a highly experienced physiotherapist, will be sharing her insights on physical therapy, health and wellness. Let's dive into the conversation and hear what she has to say. Was ist ein typischer Tagesablauf als Physiotherapeutin?
Als allererstes, wenn ich in die Praxis komme, werde ich die Computer anstellen, suche mir meine Karteikarten raus für die Patienten, die ich an dem Tag behandeln werde, schaue mir kurz durch, wer ist da, was hat derjenige und dann geht's los zum 20-Minuten-Takt.
Welche Probleme haben die meisten Menschen, die zu dir kommen?
Die allermeisten haben tatsächlich irgendwelche Rücken- oder Schulter-Nacken-Beschwerden und direkt danach kommen schon die Menschen, die ein künstliches Knie, eine künstliche Hüfte gekriegt haben. Ja. Oder mit Kieferbeschwerden sind auch noch viele.
Warum bist du Physiotherapeutin geworden?
Weil das ein Job ist, in dem ich verhältnismäßig viel Zeit für einen einzelnen Menschen habe. Und da ich vorher Krankenpflege gelernt habe und da auch gearbeitet habe, hatte ich da einfach zu wenig Zeit für die Leute.
Musst du regelmäßig Lehrgänge machen?
Sollte man schon machen. Es gibt mittlerweile seit 2021 eine Anweisung, dass man Fortbildungspunkte sammeln muss. Und da gibt es eine bestimmte Summe und da sollte man regelmäßig Lehrgänge machen, um die Qualität zu sichern der Behandlung.
Was war das Schwierigste, was du bis jetzt behandelt hast?
Das war ein junger Mann, der hatte eine Krebserkrankung im Kieferbereich. Da ist er operiert worden und hatte das ganze Gesicht, den ganzen Hals so geschwollen, dass er eigentlich nur noch durch einen Strohhalm Nahrung zu sich nehmen konnte. Und der hat Lymphdrainage von mir bekommen. Und nach jeder Behandlung ging der Mund ein Stückchen weiter auf und man konnte die Gesichtszüge immer besser erkennen. Ja,
okay. Das war so. Vielen Dank für das Interview.
Gerne.
That was a great talk with Elsa Bly. We hope you find it helpful. Thank you for listening. If you like this episode, please give us a like and follow our podcast. Your support helps us keep making more episodes. Thanks again and see you next time.